I'm Barbara Nemanatic. And I would like to thank God and the committee for asking me to do this workshop. I want to thank God for the moment. And I am so nervous. And I want to thank my friends who are in this room to support me. You know, a couple of people asked me, was I nervous? That's an understatement. And I've been here for a minute. And no matter how long I'm here, when I'm asked to do this, I'm always nervous. Because it's not easy to talk about me. But since I've been here, I've learned, and I don't know any other way than to be honest. And the topic, what part I play, immediately when the committee asked me to do this workshop, I immediately thought about the 10th step. And to take it as far back as what came to mind for me was relationships. And I'm talking about a relationship as a little girl with my mother. That she left me, and I didn't understand. Today, let me back up a little bit. Growing up, I remember yearning for my mother, not understanding how she abandoned me. And I went through life thinking that I was a defect, felt no self-worth, no self-esteem, and I can remember that. At the age of kindergarten, I needed a crutch because I didn't like me. So as life went through, I tried to build a relationship with my mother, and she didn't know how. And I couldn't understand why she treated me in the manner that she treated me. And again, I did any and everything to seek my mother's approval. And where I'm going with this is I'm a mother, and the part that I play in motherhood, it's painful. I have three children, and two of them, my two oldest, I use with. My children stood on one corner selling drugs, and I stood on another. And I didn't see anything wrong with it at the time. I couldn't help them because I couldn't help myself. I had no reference points about being a mother. My two older children have this disease. The part that I played was, again, children don't come with instructions. And I just didn't know. Needless to say, my oldest son, he and I were going backwards and forth to jail together, you know. And on the days that we were allowed to see each other, again, I thought it was nothing wrong with that. I came into this process in 1988, and I've been here ever since. And my relationship with my children is still very painful. I have a total of three children. And let me back up a little bit and tell you, I was in a meeting earlier, and they were talking about guilt and talking about shame. And I need to tell you that in 16 years and some change, I have not arrived in certain areas. My youngest son, who's 21, I used everything that there was when I was pregnant. And the part that I play and the part that I struggle with the most is that my son has a learning disability. And I have to own that. If I didn't use drugs, would he still have had the learning disability? Only God knows the answer to that. But as a result of my shooting dope, sniffing cocaine, drinking wine, taking pills, you name it, with this child, I took it. And today, people in my area that know me know for about 4 years I was in meetings slinging snot, crying about my son from the age of 16. He also has this disease, and I minimized it for a very long time because it was marijuana. But addiction is addiction. And my two older children, I tried everything within my power. Because when I got here, when y'all told me I was powerless over my children, maybe y'all were powerless, but I wasn't. Anyway, I don't have the relationship with them that I want. And I'm surrendering to that my children seem to only want any parts of me when I can give. And that hurts me. And the part that I own in that is I have to accept that that's how it is, and I can't change it. I get very emotional, and I get very sad when I talk about my children. I love my children, and you know, I'm in a place now where I'm so tired of giving. When I say giving, I mean I'm always giving. My daughter lives in Alabama. And if she calls me and asks me to send her something and I don't do it, then she cuts me off. She cuts my grandchildren off from me. And I'm an only child. I don't have brothers. I don't have sisters. Matter of fact, my family is Narcotics Anonymous. My mother was an only child. My father was an only child. So I don't really have family. So these children mean the most to me. And for whatever reason, God's saying no. Do you right now. You know, I was just sharing with my sponsor a couple of weeks ago that I don't even want to pay the insurance policy no more. I don't want a will anymore. You know, when I'm dead, it doesn't matter what any of you think. Throw me wherever. Why should they reap the benefits of my death when they can't enjoy me alive? And that's where I'm at. And the part that I play is that I'm tired of being used. I'm tired of hurting over and over about the same thing. I practice some spiritual principles that this program has given me, and some days I don't want to practice. is that I should be the bigger person. You know, I should be forgiven. I should be understanding. And some days I'm just tired of being understanding. The only thing that I know that that my youngest son I prayed that it would be different. Don't misunderstand me. I believe in my heart of hearts that he loves me. I guess the part that I play is that I don't know what else to do. He's 21 years old. I threw him out of the house because I can no longer operate out of guilt, shame. I owe him. I can no longer do that. I had to let him go and pray that one day he'll stand up and be the man that God wants him to be. I don't know if I helped anybody in this workshop, but I know I helped me. And if you knew, just remember, you need to practice and be what God wants you to be, not what man wants you to be. Thanks for letting me share.